Okay, please welcome our next speaker, Ivan, to talk about contracts for free.
Hi everyone, it's a really quick talk about Aki Toy project and some unpopular opinion about using runtime types. So thing is, there is an old issue, maybe you know it, in Nix, which was closed since because it will never be implemented, which is a bit embarrassing about the fact that Nix have no any static type system. And the thing is, I changed my mindset relatively recently about that, but I will talk about it later. Because what's the issue about the type system? It's the lack of a static type system. It's the error you get them at the last moment. It's really inconsistent regarding where the mistake were made, and when you read your stack trace, you get hard time to find where's the actual error, and that is really not helpless for example beginners trying to work on Nix expression or people trying to debug Nix expression written by other person. So I changed my mindset because Nix is a really simple language, and it should be a simple language, and it invites us to build constructs in library space. And if you look at Nix built-ins, for example, so it's really few built-ins, and a lot of things that could be built-ins are actually implemented as Nix package lib thing. And there is a Nix package lib types, maybe without an S, which is what you use when you define Nix option to say the option could be that or that and everything. And so I changed my mindset because Nix is made in two steps, you know. So the first step is that you evaluate the language and produce things in Nix, you symbol in Nix store, and after you build, you made your package. But the instantiate part is guaranteed to terminate. You know, the computation will always terminate, which is what you'll expect for a type system, actually, and which is not the case of some type system or most of macro systems that are not expected to terminate. So actually, it's a good guarantee. And that's why we could do a lot of things in Nix. You can see it as, I changed my mind because I see that Nix is not really about the runtime and programming language, so we could do a check at runtime. And I wrote a thing while vacation and realized later that other folks already did it, which is Tajdin, maybe you know him. He works on Twix right now, and he also write Nix One Pager, one of the best Nix starting guide at some point. And the thing is, it's really simple. You define the data you want, just validator function. So you say, I want something like that. And you check at this point of your Nix expression, what it evaluates, that's its respect to a contract, or validator function. And that's help, actually, the error to fail early where you want it to fail. And there is differences in implementation I will not talk really about. But I, as the really simple lib I wrote, didn't rely on Nix package, and it's fully compatible with Nix OS options, so you can define a thing in share them. And the last thing is those compose, I go back inside, you can define types, you can define validator in struct that became validator, and you can compose really complex things because it's really expressive. And also the nice things with runtime types is you can produce recoverable error, which is the case for types errors that exist in Nix itself. So for example, this will be unrecoverable, but if you use the runtime type, you would recover this situation. Last things is I try to advertise this kind of technique because it helps a lot to debug your application and to have assertion about this, respect that and everything. It does not really solve the problem because it's not a real type system. actually. But if you're not starting something from scratch, if you actually working on an existing next expression, next expression could be actually really large. I think personally it helps. If you're starting a new thing from scratch, there is really cool things like CUDA, Nickel, generate JSON, and you that live in XPackWedge, so you can use it really easily. And there is also I like personally Pronix because it generates Nix outputs rather than JSON. Okay, I think I said most of what I would say, so don't hesitate if you have question or want to share opinion. You don't have time? No, okay. Thank you.
It was really good presentation.